The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. As always, go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to the stories that we're talking about. And we'll have more details about that Tennessee Star poll. We questioned a lot about issues that are on the minds of Tennessee voters and the approval ratings of various Tennessee politicians. And I'm telling you, Bob Corker is not popular in Tennessee. Donald Trump is very popular, and President Trump announced today that he is going to be narrowing his list of five potential Supreme Court justices to about five choices, may actually interview a couple over the next few days, but that he plans to name his pick by July 9th, so we won't have to wait long for the real war over that Supreme Court confirmation process to move ahead. Again, you've got Marsha Blackburn making it clear that she will back a conservative, constitutionalist Supreme Court pick that Donald Trump nominates, and you've got Phil Bredesen trying to kind of marginalize on the edges, pretending that he might actually support a conservative that Donald Trump would pick, but you know, nobody seriously believes that. I'm not even sure Phil Bredesen believes that. In any event, the president will be making his pick shortly, and I'm telling you that in Tennessee, President Trump remains remarkably popular, and the question will be whether his popularity, personal popularity, can translate to the candidates he endorses, whether it's congressional candidates around the country, whether it's senatorial candidates. Donald Trump has already been here in Tennessee embracing Marsha Blackburn. He's going to be back. His family members are going to be back. You're likely to see Vice President Pence coming in and others to help make sure that this seat stays in Republican hands. And this Supreme Court battle helps provide the impetus that hopefully will mobilize and energize that Republican base in Tennessee. The resistance is failing. A vast majority of Democrats, according to a new poll, do not want ICE abolished. The Democrats are pushing getting rid of the Immigration Customs Agency enforcement process altogether, which is tasked, among other things, with keeping illegals out and deporting the ones who are here. Well, Democrats have been pushing for the absolute abolishment of ICE, and yet Democrats aren't buying into that. Republicans aren't. And a new Harvard-Harris poll reveals that an overwhelming majority of Democrat voters say they do not want ICE abolished. 60% don't want ICE abolished. So the Democrats aren't even winning with their own voters. This may actually be a red wave before we're done. You have a great weekend. I'm Steve Gill. In the meantime, go to TennesseeStar.com, go to our Facebook pages, and we will talk again on Monday.